This week's e-break has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
It is 2:39 on the Sweet Spot. Appreciate you being by the channel as we enter the weekend on this Friday. The Hardline and Why Today Doesn't Suck live at Fan and Tree Farm in Frisco. Come grab yourself a beverage and enjoy the fun with the fellas.
We also have some Chex Mex on the table over there.
Hey, I am. That's what I'm talking about. Well, we had the regular e-break today at 7:55, so let's throw it back to Monto at the Mothership, who will give us the best of the rest from this week of ticket broadcasting.
Thank you so much, Sean. Again, another strong NIT week. We have seven candidates I'm going to get to today, so let's get rolling here. I believe this is a first time for one Jerry Jones.
Okay.
Won't be the last.
David Moore was out at the Star doing a ranch report for the invasion, and that got interrupted by the Jerrycopter.
The running game situation with Dalvin Cook, who apparently McCarthy was saying that he has looked good in practice, but they feel, even though it's a four-game sample size, that they haven't had enough carries for their running backs. What is it that they're looking for with the backs to show them whether or not they have something?
Very quickly, if you hear that in the background, that is the Jones helicopter that's about to land on the open practice field while the rest of the team is out here practicing. So let's hope they hit their landing spot.
So what helicopter is it?
The Jones.
Oh, the Jones helicopter.
Jones helicopter. Yes. Oh, no. It's hovering over Dak now.
Maybe it's Dude Perfect and Dak can throw a ball through the helicopter. Maybe, and they'll celebrate the trick shot.
He's filming another movie trailer, perhaps.
Yeah, he's never know.
Man. Yeah, doing it for Venom, yeah.
Okay, how many other practices in the NFL will have the owner's helicopter hovering over it while practice is going on?
I do not even have to call around the league to check. I will say none.
So ridiculous. That's
I love incredible. On the ground David Moore reporting live from the scene.
He's in war. Beirut or something.
Yeah.
Nope, just our billionaire owner. So Cowboys.
Awesome. It's apocalypse now.
Yeah, he's a wartime reporter just falling around some unit.
He's got a Kevlar sweater on.
A little pressed on his helmet.
Yeah.
All right, there is Jerry Jones as candidate number one here on the NIT break. Let's now go to Matt McLaren, who had a little bit of a slip of the tongue, which led to a full derailment on the invasion.
A&M's defense is really, really good. They have 54 hurries so far in the season. They have held quarterbacks to a 57% completion rate. They get in the backfield. Man, they get in the backfield really
different
well.
Different type of defense you're going to. One of them really good.
Like, hey. Hitting the tight end.
Yeah, apparently.
Baldy.
Hey, guys.
Baldy Bear, come on.
No, we're not starting that.
Why not? I thought that fit really well.
I hate you. I hope you wake up tomorrow with two non-dominant hands.
Yes. That's damn. Awesome. What a terrible wish that is.
I don't want him to like die or get hurt. I just wish infinite inconvenience on him.
Oh. Okay.
Well, so, he came out fire.
So the A&M Missouri game.
That somehow brought out Young Life Baldy in his comedy set.
You know what e-break that reminded me of, Justin?
What?
The Musers, was it Gordon or Craig that said...
Matt Damon?
Matt Damon.
Gordon, yeah.
Yeah. He meant to say take it in the shorts, but...
Gordon?
Woo!
That's very Freudian from Matt. But I do love Angry Baldy Bear. That's great.
Hey,
I
guys.
Maybe get my young daughter a Baldy Bear for Christmas.
We'll start
the hot item this December.
Yeah, poke his tummy. He says, "Hey guys,
the Robo
Wears
jersey,
stars cap."
Yeah. Sure.
All right, let's go now to candidate number 3 and 4. We got a George Tupac.
Oh,
RIP. We start with George doing a. I think this is always funny when someone does this little snort laugh.
I think I have some breaking Cowboys news. If you would like it,
hit me, please.
Dalvin Cook just tweeted a star and praying hands. So does that mean he's going to be active for Sunday's game? Do we have a new starting running back in town?
I guess so.
Or at least a new active running back.
Or at least a new active running back.
Hey, Daddy.
Snort left? Is that Zeke's reaction? Just a little chuckle.
Not that it's going to make any difference, but maybe there's a new running back out there on Sunday for the Cowboys.
I heard that live, and George was struggling the whole segment.
That was the 9:35 segment where he had Chex's mix throat?
Yes.
Speaking of that 9:35, again, we have George.
That really did feel like two incredibly great teams. Shame one of them had to lose.
Yeah. Cowboys had crazy turnovers in that game. That was the Jackie Smith drop in the end zone, sickest man in America. All that. And that was really to, I remember the lead up to that game was whoever won it was the team of the 70s.
No.
You should not smoke your cigarettes between breaks.
Yes. No, man.
Put that thing out.
I know. Gotta quit smoking. Because the Cowboys the year before were so dominant.
It's funny. You can hear his voice fishtailing before you get led to the coffery.
And he gave his best.
Yeah.
He fought through it. He made it through. A funny line from Craig, too. He can't smoke in the breaks.
True P1 champion.
Because I just think of George with a cigarette in his hand, and he's talking about the Cowboys and Steelers history.
He and Pat are outside passing one back and forth.
So there's George as candidate 3 and 4. Candidate number 5 here on the NIT break. It's our favorite man, EA. Filling in for DJ last week.
Auto win.
During the concert calendar. And as a wise man once said, he is the funniest man at the ticket.
Marco!
What genre is this? I can't tell.
Explains why DJ is not here.
I hear no color. A lot going on here, Bob.
Tons.
By the way, DJ's at a Red Rocks EDM show tonight. With that same crowd that he went to last week. He's going to come. His brain is going to be fried.
Gee whiz. Wonder if they found ketamine.
I want some enchiladas right now.
At the Granada.
EA, what are you doing?
That's what it sounds like when you go to...
It sounds like enchiladas? What are you...
EA.
When you go to a restaurant, you know...
He can get away with that.
Yeah, he can. We're trying to be welcoming here.
He's half Mexican. At...
I want some enchiladas right now.
Do we have that isolated as a drop?
I want some enchiladas right now.
Okay.
I want some enchiladas right now.
I want some enchiladas right now.
I kind of do, too.
I would love
some. With the music in the background. Friday. It's great. Oh, EA. He's awesome. All right, two more here.
Funniest
candidate
man.
Number 6 here is Ham from Sunday morning trying to talk.
Ham?
So as I have previously stated before.
You have a stroke?
Every segment. Every time I open my mouth, I'm going to have a stroke. As I have previously stated before.
There you go.
I am a skinny guy. The medical marvel. Can I take my own segment off?
Hey, medical Marvin.
I can't wait for this.
Up until about 9th grade, I weighed about 65 pounds.
Oh, medical Marvin.
Okay, I have a question. One day, hopefully a long time from now, when Ham is in his golden years with his wife, and he
sound
is
coherent,
watching a sunset,
but he is actually having a stroke. Will your wife know?
No, she won't know.
Okay, because now do you sound like this way away from the radio too?
It's only when I crack this microphone open, unable to speak.
Okay, interesting.
In the study that I shared with you that I read a couple weeks ago, it is proven that Sunday mornings is the second hardest time to speak during the week.
Okay.
The hardest time is Saturday mornings when the tee box is on.
Yeah.
Something about the weekend, yeah.
Yes. Something about those weekend mornings.
Candidate number 7 here on the NIT break. I'm going to put on Killer because Killer is the one who always swears that the hovel is going to work this time. So when the hard line was down there doing drop your pants,
sure.
They tried to do their first segment down there, immediately had to pull the ripcord, and then we got some sick DJ and Lando and Ham trying to vamp until they got back up here, and DJ is really sick.
So the hobble's failing. So
we just had Bob.
Yeah, he's cutting out, and we couldn't hear Corby, so now they're going to run upstairs. But the good news is we have DJ, and he sounds great.
DJ's playing at about 70% today, I would say. But in the spirit of drop your pants, I said, you know what? I'm going to tough this one out, and I'm going to show up. But I didn't think that it was going to fall to us to kill time for this first segment as our heroes try to work their way back up here. So, Lando?
Did you drop your pants today, DJ?
No, but I guess we could kind of tease something for earlier. Bob brought a very cool bag of stuff from Ticket Past that at 5:50 he's going to debut. We're going to have a little bit more information on that, and we're going to get some eBay auctions going, and we're going to have some fun stuff as our heroes run up here into studio. Look at that.
True professionals.
And here they
okay.
are.
Now we're cooking here. What's going on with DJ's voice?
Yeah, why
there?
Did we have,
did you have him?
He was super
chipmunk?
Sick.
He was super sick.
So did you put his mic in chipmunk auto-tune?
He was just real nasally, I guess. Anyway, is it Jerry Jones, Matt McLaren's backside, Georgie snort laughing, Georgie coughing, offensive EA, Ham normal talking, or killer? Let's start with Ham.
Give me D-more with the Cowboys Hindenburg.
Mm. All right. I think I'm going to vote for EA. Mino?
Jerry Jones's helicopter causing an E-brake during the invasion is just so Cowboys. So I have to go Jerry.
Sean?
I'm going to vote for backdoor McLaren just because we got a lot of Baldy Bear there, too.
That was a funny E-brake.
It's like a combo.
Get in the backside.
Lando.
Well, my vote doesn't matter, but I would have voted for Medical Marvin.
Oh, you're right. It does not matter. That's two for Jerry, one for Matt, one for EA, and one for Ham. So Jerry Jones wins the NIT break.
Thank you, Justin, and congratulations to Jerry Jones for winning your first, but not your last, NIT break.
It's the first thing he's won in a long time.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, gets a ring for it.